Despite a storm that dumped about a foot of snow on western Wisconsin, it was standing room only at last night's meeting. Union members spoke out against Walker's plan to strip public union bargaining rights, except those for the state patrol, local law enforcement, and firefighters. Former state representative Jeff Smith was among a panel of past lawmakers and local union organizers. He says Walker's plan and similar ones in other states will undo a proud and hard-won labor history in the U.S.
We have been destroying all that was built by that greatest generation. Why would we do that? I refuse to be the least generation. I don't know about you, but I refuse.
Keith Franson is a prison guard at the Jackson Correctional Institution. He's one of thousands of prison employees who weren't exempted from Walker's plan.
It's kind of disheartening. It really is. It's like when he calls up the National Guard, it's to be ready if we, you know, decide to have maybe some type of job action. And it is. It's a slap in the face.
But bilingual education aide Bobby Twarick wasn't representing a union at the town hall meeting. In fact, she had the option but refused to join. Twarick says that doesn't mean she's for stripping bargaining rights from the public sector.
As middle of the line as I can be in my own political attitudes, you know, I'm not hugely right, I'm not hugely left, but this is ludicrous.
U.S. Congressman Ron Kind was also scheduled to speak at the town hall meeting, but canceled his appearance due to the winter storm. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.